Welcome to the 2006 ARMA International Conference and Expo podcast. This podcast is powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage, the provider of powerful document tracking and retention software.
Well, we're seeing both applications that require distributed capture scanning products. Those would be the scanning applications that are decentralized. And we're also seeing high-production scanning applications where customers and their applications really demand that the scanning solution be centralized where they can maintain strict quality control.
I'm here at the show floor again with Eric Olson from Kodak. Welcome to our podcast, Eric.
Thank you, Brad.
It's exciting to have someone from Kodak. We can get a Kodak memory here on our audio. Eric, what's your role at Kodak?
I'm working as the marketing manager in production capture and production capture software for the United States and Canada.
What kind of things are customers talking about here at this show? What are they asking for? What are they asking about?
There's a lot of excitement about the portfolio of scanners that Kodak is now currently offering. There's a lot of interest in both distributed capture products as well as production scanning products.
The ARMA show here brings together a lot of the records manager folks that are trying to manage all kinds of documents. And I imagine that Kodak, with your scanning, you see all kinds of different applications. Is there anything specific you'd like to share about the kinds of applications people are running into?
Well, we're seeing both applications that require distributed capture scanning products. Those would be the scanning applications that are decentralized. And we're also seeing high-production scanning applications where customers and their applications really demand that the scanning solution be centralized where they can maintain strict quality control.
If you're talking with a records manager today at the show, they were asking you about what new products or what things you have, what will you be talking to them about?
It's been a real exciting year for Kodak. Introducing here at the show the new Kodak i1860 high productivity, high production scanner, as well as several other products that we introduced in 2006.
Give me an idea of some of the things that those products do and what are their new benefits for your customers?
That's a great question. All those products are scanning products that would be the front end to most enterprise content management solutions. They allow you to take volumes of paper and turn them into digital images. In the case of the i1860 scanner, we're offering a new speed of 200 pages per minute, which is a record for Kodak. It's 20% faster than our fastest scanner that we've currently offered. In terms of the new i1200 and i1300 series scanner, we have a brand new distributed capture scanner that is desktop-based at a tremendous price point. We're also showing here today the new Kodak ScanStation 100, which is actually a distributed network scanner and is the first network scanner offered by Kodak.
It sounds like this large suite of products can fit a lot of different customer needs and customer niches. With all these new products that you've got coming into the market, Eric, you've obviously been listening to your customers. Is this something that the overall scanning trend, do you see any of that going away? There's a lot of electronic documents created, but certainly I'm not sure that people are giving up paper.
I'm sure that paper's here to stay, at least in the short term. But one of the great things about the Kodak products is our technology that allows customers to digitize that paper, get it into their enterprise content management solutions, and do it with the greatest state-of-the-art technology. Our entire portfolio features Kodak's perfect page imaging technology. This technology has a number of great benefits to the end user. For instance, we can deskew each of the pages as they're scanned. We can automatically remove the borders independent of the size of the original paper. We also have intelligent thresholding algorithms in our black and white imaging systems that automatically select the best scanner settings on the fly at full rated speed as each page is individually scanned.
Now, on the storage side, is there any kind of recommendation that you guys have for how people should store and manage this data?
Well, I think that there's a requirement by most organizations that you get an industry standard output format. Most of the black and white scanning is being done as TIFF files, and most of the color scanning is being done in JPEG files. And there's a large demand for PDF files as well.
I guess one of the nice things about paper is it seems to have a long legacy if you can find it. If these documents are moving into the electronic world, what about standards in the industry? Do you think TIFF is here to stay for a long time? Do you think JPEG is here to stay? Do you see things that are changing there?
Well, all of these output formats have got quite the legacy behind them and quite a bit of momentum. For instance, on the internet, most of the images out there are often JPEG-type images. I don't think that the JPEG format's going to go away anytime soon. The case of the TIFF format, that's been around for many years. It grew out of the fax technology and certainly has become a de facto standard for black and white imaging. Some of the great things about PDF is the fact that it can be fully text searchable. That's certainly catching on and gaining speed in the industry.
Eric, what kind of trends do you see changing here in the marketplace? Or what kind of things are people asking for from a scanner perspective?
That's a great question. Really what we're seeing is a trend towards distributed capture solutions. That market space is certainly growing.
Talk about distributed. What does that mean?
Well, there's really two schools of thought today. One is a production capture market space that features centralized scanning locations, which means that the majority of your scanning is done in one centralized location, generally with very high volume production-based products and dedicated scanning staff. Distributed capture products are really characterized by a decentralized model where scanners would be spread out geographically throughout an organization. The people doing the scanning are not necessarily dedicated to the scanning task. They tend to be knowledge workers, accountants, clerks, administrative type people, even managers, that are performing scanning as just a one of their regular job duties, not their centralized general job responsibility.
And I imagine that's kind of a need even in the general market with the whole decentralized offices now. Are you seeing some of that where there's multiple offices, so you need to be decentralized?
Indeed there is. Many organizations are adopting a decentralized scanning architecture where they're placing small distributed capture type products out in regional and decentralized offices. And again, the knowledge workers are the ones that are actually performing the scanning. So that's definitely a trend. And I'd also like to say at the same time, the centralized production scanning architecture is still very strong. It's a very robust business and we certainly have large and high demand for those types of products as well.
Now, Eric, there's an awful lot of needs for these kinds of scanning technologies, but I imagine that Kodak isn't able to do all of the work themselves. But do you have a network of partners, or how does that work?
Absolutely, Brad. We're actually focused on the hardware aspect of scanning solutions at Kodak Document Imaging. We do have an extensive network of independent software vendors that work with Kodak to certify our products and certify our solutions to work with their software.
Are there any specific markets? I know it's such a generic kind of service, but is financial services and insurance, you know, legal, what's the big market for you guys?
Well, many of the software vendors are focused on a vertical market of their own choice. Certainly financial and insurance has always been a very big market space for Kodak, particularly with production capture products. We see quite a bit of work being done in the transportation and more recently in the healthcare with electronic patient record scanning.
What about government applications? I imagine there may be a few of those.
State and local government is very strong market space for Kodak. Typically, they tend to be production capture, centralized focused from an architecture standpoint.
What about a new person? Let's say that someone's thinking about putting a service or a practice into their office.
I think that what is paramount for those folks is to consider both a centralized production scanning solution and a decentralized distributed capture solution. And don't be afraid to come up with a hybrid solution that incorporates aspects of both where it makes sense. Something else to consider for those folks that are looking at solutions is the service network behind the products. And certainly at Kodak, we have an extensive network of Kodak field-based engineers trained and employed by Kodak to support all the Kodak scanning solution products.
Service is an important part of all of this. The products don't obviously do everything themselves, although technology is helping in that area. I appreciate your time today, Eric.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Brad.
This ARM International podcast was powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage. Visit ARM on the web at www.arma.org for more information about NextPage and its desktop document retention solutions. Go to www.nextpage.com. This podcast was recorded and produced by Rocky Mountain Voices.